Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome into the Building Up Podcast, episode number 146. Today is the first in a series that we're going to start together, 5 minutes in the book of Acts. This is coinciding with a sermon series that we are doing at Agape Church in the spring of 2024 that's going to go through early 2025, in which we are studying the book of Acts. And so these podcasts are meant to reinforce some of the big ideas from each of those messages. This week, we're starting with the first sermon, which was called Witnesses, and it dealt with Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to focus on verse 8, where Jesus told the apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." The big idea in the message was that all of us, every Christian, is called to be a witness of Jesus. Now, there's a couple of ways you can think about that term, witness. Certainly, there's a judicial sense to it. What you might think of for someone who's going to a court to testify as a witness in a case or a trial. They're giving testimony, and that's exactly what we are called to do. We are called to testify about the reality of the person of Jesus. He lived, he died, he was resurrected. He appeared to many, hundreds of people, according to the scriptures. He taught them, then he ascended to the Father. He lives now interceding for his church, which is an experience that all of us have if we are walking with Christ. And he will one day return. So we are to be a witness. We are to testify to that reality. Yes, I believe in Christ. Yes, he is alive. And the longer that we walk as Christians, the longer that we aim to try and abide with Christ, the more of the testimony that we will have to share with others about his reality. And there's also a sacrificial aspect to the word witness. In the New Testament, many times when it talks about someone being a witness, it was a martyr. It was someone who laid their physical life down for their testimony about Jesus. And that is still an aspect for us of what it means to be a witness. And not every Christian will be called to physically give their life being martyred for their faith, but all of us are called to physically give our lives in terms of how we live every day. We are to lay down our own desires and thoughts and goals and purposes so that we might follow Jesus and live as he directs us to live and calls us to live. We are to give of ourselves sacrificially so that we can help others not only to live and have a better life, but that we can do so in a way that points them to Jesus. And so when we are sacrificially giving of ourselves in order to point people to Christ, we are being his witness, because people will understand that the reason that we are doing those things is because it's not us who live, but it is now Christ who lives in us. That's the picture in the New Testament. So we are all called to be a witness of Jesus, both with our verbal testimony about him to others, but also the way that we live. We want to live to make him known. And the promise that Jesus makes is that any believer who has that desire, who hears this and says, "Yes, I want to be a witness to make Christ known," and they are committed to abiding with Christ, repenting of sin, and following his direction for their life, Jesus has promised he will give them power to be a witness, power from the Holy Spirit, sometimes very visible, loud, if you will, power, and sometimes it will be an inner quiet power that he gives, but we will have the power from the Spirit to be encouraged and to be bold to be a witness of Jesus if we desire it and we're committed to it. Thank you for being with us on this episode of the podcast. Until next time, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. If you have a question about today's podcast or would like to suggest a topic for the future, please email us, buildingup@agapepinson.com. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search for Building Up from Agape Church in your favorite podcast app. My face so fierce, he looks straight into me and said, "Son, I've given you victory. I can hear